What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Awesome Bros Podcast. We are so excited to have you on this week. We are going to talk to you about why being in the moment is so important. Why embracing everything that's happening in your life, in your business, in your personal life, whatever the case is, whatever goal you're chasing, why it's so important to embrace all of the things that come with it.
See, there's a lot of good things in embracing, right? It gives you hope, yes. Most importantly. That for us was a big thing. Like 6-7 years ago, when we used to wake up in the morning, work on cars, right? We didn't know what the next step was. You never really know, right? Yes. If you think, I want to drive from here to California, right? From here being Jersey, you guys don't know where we're talking from, right? From Jersey to California. You don't think about the entire trip, right? You think about just the first 100 feet in front of you.
Yes.
That's how you do it, 100 feet at a time.
Yeah.
Your headlights don't shine from here to California.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that much.
Yeah.
Right? That I know. That I know. They shine 200 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
Right? As your car moves, the headlights move. That's how you have to think about life. You got to embrace that you could only see 200 feet in front of you.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? And we're not saying don't plan ahead. We're not saying nothing like that. Don't start acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying that by embracing that, it adds a lot of hope. Right? It adds a lot of oomph to what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. So you realistically, you can't see point C from point A, right? You got to go from point A to point B, and then you get to point C, right? What Krushna was talking about before is me and Krushna back in the days, Krushna was in high school, I was in college. We were making our money by working on cars, right? Cars has always been a big passion for us. Like, we like cars and we like working on things, right? So we had all the tools, and we used to offer to do brakes for people. We used to offer to work on people's cars to fix them. We would take that money. We used that money to put ourselves through school, to pay for the things that we needed, all of that stuff, right? That's how we made our money back then. And in the summers, we would wake up every day early in the morning, work on 3-4 cars in the same day sometimes, right? And make our money and use that money to put us through school and all that other stuff, right? Now, when we think back to that, that was 5 years ago. When I think back to that, right? The only thing I remember from all that is all of that grit and that hustle that we put in to line up the building blocks for what we're doing today. If you asked me at that time, hey, look, 5 years from now, you'll own multiple properties, you'll be flipping houses, you'll be doing real estate, millions of dollars of business, and for our other companies, like, we're doing other business, e-commerce, and so many other things, we'll have a podcast. If you told me that back then, I would say, yeah, no shot, I don't know, right? I find that hard to believe, right? Obviously, I was always thinking about building companies and doing things and hustling and all of that. But back then, I didn't know it. I had no idea, right? But now that I think about it and I look back, I understand that, wait a minute, unknowingly to myself, I was building a foundation of things, of hustle, of work ethic, of all of these good values that I had no idea I was doing at the time, right? So the message for you here is, whatever you're doing in life, you're not going to have the same story as us. You're going to have a different story. You might be in school. You might be working towards a career. You might be working towards a certain mission or challenge or goal that you're looking at, right? I'm telling you right now, in this moment, today, like this second, embrace where you are. Even if it sucks, even if there's challenges, and it should be challenging, right? It should be challenging to grow. Embrace it. Love it. Even if you hate it, find a way to find joy in all of that discomfort, because literally that is what's gonna make you grow and push you to be a better person. All of these daily little things that you might unconsciously just, yeah, it's not whatever, right? These are the things that shape you. And I can only say that looking back, at the time I didn't know it.
This is an extremely, extremely important point that you just made, because during that time,
yeah,
you think at night, like, you pocket some money and then you'd be like, what's the point of all this, right?
Yeah.
Now, sitting here now,
yeah,
I embrace the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Because we see that it built customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Our network.
Yes.
Those same people we worked on their cars hit us up right now and say, hey, we got some money. Do you take private investors
for real estate?
Yep.
Yeah.
In your properties.
We were basically taking care of customers at the time, right? And for business building, that's very important. At that time, we didn't know it. We were just providing some kind of value to get some money so we could pay for whatever. Like, we used to buy whatever we, you know, like, whenever we went to go get gas, right? We would pay for that, right? When we went to trips with our friends or something, we would pay for that. When you know, the tuition bill came, whatever we could pay, books, all this stuff, we paid for that, right? All of those things, it was little money, right? But the money wasn't important. It wasn't about the money. Right, it was about the ability to go out and hustle and make something and then create something and then replicate that. You know what I'm saying?
See, a lot of people think like, oh yeah, I'm going to go out when I finish school and I'm going to earn a big paycheck, right? To be able to spend that, it's a muscle.
Yeah.
All right? You can't just sit and be like, I'm going to sign for this $5,000 a month mortgage. You're going to throw up for the first like week of even considering that.
Yes.
Seriously, because it's a muscle.
Yes.
You don't just go out. It doesn't matter how much you make. You don't just go out and like, ah, I'm going to lease this Lambo.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, right? You got to build that up. It's a muscle. The more tension, you know how muscles work. The more tension you put on it, you keep doing it back and forth.
The more
you
break it down,
the more. You build it back up.
Yeah.
It works the same way. So from wherever you started, look back. Appreciate that and embrace where you are, because none of us really thought 3-4 you know, years ago, whatever, that we were going to be this far in the game anyways.
Yeah, no one
because
knew.
That's how it works. When Elon Musk started, he didn't think like, how do we scale this out? No, he thought, what kind of battery is going to make this work? Like, what's the first step?
Yeah, what's the first step?
That's the first step.
You look in front of you. You plan for the future, obviously, but you look at what's directly in front of you right now and you kill that. Like, you tackle that.
Exactly. If you think about step 10, you're going to be so bogged down, it's never going to work.
Exactly.
If you think about becoming a billionaire, right, from your regular 9-to-5 job position, you're never going to be able to like get past all the steps needed.
Yeah.
First, you got to be like, I need this, then I need passive income, I need millionaire. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's exactly what you have to do.
Exactly. So you have to be in the moment, right? Embrace whatever is coming your way right now. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow you to grow. And then once you learn how to handle those challenges, bigger challenges will come your way, right? As you progress in life, as you get better at your craft, as you master things, as you make more money, right? The challenges only get bigger, larger, and more complicated, right? But you can't go from little challenge to gigantic challenge and be able to confidently master it, like conquer that challenge, right? It doesn't work like that. Like Krusha said, it goes in steps. It goes in phases. First, you handle these little challenges and these little upsets. Then they get a little bit bigger. Then they get a little bit bigger. And by the time they're huge and gigantic, you're so well equipped. And you know exactly what you need to do because you've been in the position so many times, right? So how can we simmer all that down and summarize it for you, right? Basically, whatever you're doing right now, whether that you're chasing a degree, trying to get a certain job, building a certain type of business, or whatever purpose you have, today, look at what your top 5 problems are. What are your top 5 problems? And tackle those for today. Optimize for right now. Don't think about, you know, oh, what am I going to do next year or the year after that or 5 years out? Obviously, we're not saying don't plan. You want to plan. Planning is different. But don't ponder on all of these things that could happen. Realistically, you have no idea what could happen 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, right? 5 years from now, what do I want us to be doing? Millions of dollars of business. Real estate all over America, right? E-commerce on a different scale. Even more than that, we want the podcast to reach millions of people, right? That's the plan. That's the vision. But what do I have to do? I have to focus on what happens today to get to the next step and continue to build that out. So whatever you're doing, whatever your mission is, apply that same logic to it and embrace everything. Look back 5 years ago and see how far you've come.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope we brought you guys immense value. We love doing this. We would love to hear your feedback. Please go ahead and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, guys. Take care. Stay awesome. We'll catch you on the next one.